From NPR News, it's Day to Day. With the holidays now behind us, the movie studios seem to be resting a bit with just a few scattered releases here and there. To tell us what critics think of some of these new films, here's Mark Jordan Ligon with Slate's Summary Judgment.
Edward Zwick, who has directed historical and political dramas like Glory and Blood Diamond, now brings us the extraordinary true story, Defiance, about a group of Jewish brothers who led a resistance against the Germans during World War II. Liev Schreiber and Daniel Craig star.
We have all chosen this, to live here free like human beings for as long as we can. Every day of freedom is like an act of faith. And if we should die, trying to live, then at least we die like human beings.
The nation's critics seem to be split down the middle. Variety complains a potentially exceptional story is told in a flatly unexceptional manner, but Newsday says Defiance, like its subjects, succeeds through sheer tenacity, and Premiere finds it exciting, well-acted, touching, and genuine. In limited release, we have the Russian film Cargo 200, set in the 1980 Soviet Union, a corrupt policeman kidnaps a woman and takes her on a terrifying journey. The film is in Russian with English subtitles.
Нет, ученый, просто мне скажи, есть Бог или нет?
Нет.
Cargo 200 is getting mostly good reviews, but all caution against the harsh grittiness of the story. A disturbing, gleefully black comedy, shouts Variety. The Hollywood Reporter calls it absorbingly unpredictable and original, and the Village Voice warns Cargo 200 is beautifully filmed and completely disturbing. And Hollywood legend Clint Eastwood's latest, Gran Torino, is expanding its release into more markets. The dark actioner features director Eastwood also in front of the camera in what he claims is his last performance. He plays a grouchy, beer-chugging ex-auto worker who reluctantly gets involved in neighborhood gangs.
Why can't you people just leave me alone?
We brought you some shallots to plant in your garden.
I don't want them.
They're perennials. They come back every year.
Look, why are you bringing me all this garbage anyway?
Because you saved Tao.
I didn't save anybody. I just...
You're a hero to the neighborhood.
I'm not a hero.
Too bad they think you are. And that's why they keep bringing you the gifts. Please take them.
Well, they're wrong. No, I just want to be left alone.
The critics all suggest taking Gran Torino for a ride. The Washington Post says it's not to be missed. The Miami Herald raves supremely entertaining and often hilarious. And the New York Post applauds a terrific career-capping role for Eastwood. Well, you know, it's probably for the best that Eastwood won't be talked into bringing his Dirty Harry Make My Day character back to the big screen. It could save us all from one hellish movie marketing campaign. Well, okay, he's almost 80, you know, so he could say on the poster, make my bed, or make my sandwich. Or, you know, maybe he's a little forgetful now and he says, what day is it again? Huh? No? Thank you, Mr. Eastwood. Thank you.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer nowhere near 80 years old, living in Los Angeles.